You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, Wanda, can you pump the sound in here so we can hear Adam on the Facebook Live? Can we try that, or is it going to be too much reverb? Okay, if it's too much reverb, we'll have to go a different way. I promise I'll get the thing that you sent me today. I want to welcome Adam Kantos. He's the Chief Operating Officer of RE/MAX. I don't know if I call it RE/MAX Worldwide, but I know it's RE/MAX LLC. And welcome to the show, Adam.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we get rolling, I want to give a shout out to my friend Sean Greco. He says he knows you and that you helped him get his start down here.
Yes, indeed. Sean's a great guy.
Yes, he is. I mean, we've had some great talks. I really like Sean. But what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about you. First, if you could lay out a little bit about what RE/MAX is all about, and then I want to get into your background because I find that really fascinating, and I think it sets up real good about everything that you're doing. So first of all, tell us a little bit about RE/MAX and what you think is going on over there.
Well, RE/MAX itself is actually, we're not a real estate company. We're a franchising company that operates in a real estate space. We franchise real estate offices in over 100 countries. We have 110,000 agents in those offices, and there are about 7,000 of them worldwide. So our goal is to really provide that hope and help people realize the dream of homeownership. So we're out there every day studying the marketplace and trying to make that happen.
Well, you know, the first guys on we had, they were veterans, and I gave them a thanks for their service. And I know that you were involved also with service to our country and also to your locales. I want to thank you for the service that you've given us as well.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Now, tell me a little bit about how your background there has helped you with RE/MAX, because it seems to me like you've had a really terrific career at RE/MAX.
Well, I started at RE/MAX in 2004 in the Mountain States region. RE/MAX is my second career. Mm-hmm. I was in law enforcement before that. I ran a SWAT team and kicked doors for a living. So that was a lot of fun and transitioned over into the franchising space doing business consulting and started working with our RE/MAX offices in the Mountain States region, which is a 5-state territory here in kind of Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, the Dakotas area. And then from that point, I went out to California in 2007, right as the market was getting ready to fall off the cliff. And started working that region out there. And then in 2010, from 2010 to 2013, I worked out there in Florida, in the Florida region, helping the recovery with our offices out there and getting things back together.
Well, now we talk a little bit about, I kind of teased this as the future of real estate, and I know that you do a lot of different things there, IT, HR, business development, and franchise sales. You know, franchising, we've had some people on that talk about franchising in general, and what do you like about your business model vis-a-vis some of the other models that are out there?
It's our business model in the real estate space is a little bit different than the other business models in that our business model, when it started in 1973, was based on what we call the high commission concept, where instead of agents necessarily working under a split model where they might make a 80-20 split where they keep 80% of the commission, the gross commission earned on the transaction, and their broker takes 20%. Our agents, they keep roughly 95 to 99% of that. So we originally started with, you know, we wanted somebody who was more involved in the business as a full-time job instead of somebody that dabbles in the business, which we do see across the country quite a bit. So we feel that our agents have more focus on the business on a daily basis, and that's what we ask of them, that, you know, when you pick up the phone and call your RE/MAX agent, they call you right back, and they have the expertise and the information to help you with that.
Well, what do you see as going forward some of the evolution with the real estate residential sector? Because there's been a lot of evolution there. There's the internet's come on real big. A lot of people look for their properties on the internet. How do you integrate all that with your franchisees and help them capitalize on their branding?
Now, what's interesting about the internet and what it's done for real estate is, you need to kind of think about it the way that we used to look at newspapers. Mm-hmm. And You know, you'd open the newspaper, the Sunday paper, you'd have the real estate section, and you'd flip through and you'd look at all the new homes that came on the market in your particular area, and then you'd also see the advertisements for the agents. That was taken over by the internet when really the newspapers were disintermediated quite a bit by, you know, online sources. And even, you know, Zillow is kind of like the real estate section in the newspaper, only it's on the internet. So there, that's where a lot of people advertise. That's where a lot of people search for their homes. But ultimately, you know, home buying and selling is still a complicated process. It's not a scary process, but it's complicated. So you really, you know, you after you see something you like, or you kind of, you know, do a little window shopping on the internet and narrow down what your focus is, it's time to talk to the professional and help them really get that laser focus on finding you the right house and making sure that the contracts are in order, making sure that the inspections, the appraisals, all the legal situations that can really get you in trouble that you really don't know about when you're starting to look for that, those things are handled. So it's getting the expert at the you know, at the transaction time or pre-transaction time to make sure that everything falls into place for you properly.
So what are some of the tools that your RE/MAX agents and franchisees, what are some of the tools that you give them that help them to succeed?
Well, obviously the first one is our branding and marketing.
Sure.
We believe heavily in brand recognition, awareness, and people going to a brand that they trust. So that's a big part of what we do with our national and local advertising. We do everything from digital and online to television commercials, which we just pushed out our new television commercial. So keep an eye out for those here soon. And that's the first part. The second one is the infrastructure, the power of this network of 110,000 experts worldwide, where if you have a customer who wants to know about a you know, maybe a property in Brazil, or maybe somebody in Brazil wants to know about a property in Miami, you've got this resource that you can just pick up the phone or hop on the online network that we've created for them to communicate and find answers quickly and effectively for the customer base. And of course, you know, you've got the training that goes on behind the scenes and the business development, which you talk a lot about, you know, how to make your business more effective and grow it.
I'm going to take a quick break. Can you stick with us around the corner on the next break? Because I want to ask a couple more questions about maybe a little bit about the market, a little bit about what you still see coming down the pipeline. Can you stick with us for just another couple minutes, please?
You bet, Jim.
Hey, thanks so much. Adam Kontos, he's the Chief Operating Officer of RE/MAX. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the future of real estate in the country. Maybe we'll even talk a little bit about Miami. Stick with us, and another high five to Sean Greco from RE/MAX down here in Miami. Wanda, take it away.